Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A war conducted with real weapons, real people, and ghost video.
Posted online, this footage is purportedly from the city of Dera. Al Jazeera cannot independently verify the contents of the video. It shows water cannon being used to disperse a group of demonstrators. One witness claimed three people were shot dead by security forces.
The uploaded images of crackdowns and repression in Syria as the regime of Bashar Assad teeters on the brink or shuts down the most significant challenge to its rule. In Syria, Yemen, and even Bahrain, where there are no live shots of the revolution, what nations are placing bets on the outcome? A look at the strange and strained alliances as a status quo crumbles in the Middle East. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Regarding Yemen, Bahrain, and Syria, who's suddenly on the same page and what alliances are suddenly at odds on this Tuesday, April 26th? I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out this week. Let's get a check in the morning's top news. The sounds of gunfire and artillery are echoing throughout the Syrian city of Daraa this morning. Communication to that city has been cut, but eyewitnesses using satellite phones are reaching international news organizations, giving us a picture of civilians taking refuge indoors as Syrian tanks and snipers open fire indiscriminately on anyone who ventures outside. A relentless government crackdown has killed more than 350 people across Syria in the past month, although the details of those reports are impossible to confirm for reasons we discussed a moment ago. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the U.S. has started drafting targeted sanctions against Syrian leader Bashar Assad, his family, and his inner circle.
We're certainly looking at different ways to make clear to the Syrian government how appalling we find this behavior to be.
The U.K. says it is working with the international community on possible sanctions as well. Yemen's opposition has accepted President Ali Saleh's proposal for a transfer of power, but once the proposal is signed, Saleh would leave office after 30 days and a presidential election would be held 60 days later. The problem is there are protesters who are the opposition to the opposition.
He lied. He lied to America. He lied to Europe. He lied to the world. We are here, all of us, to say to Ali, get down. We don't want you.
Hundreds of thousands of protesters across Yemen continue to call for Saleh's immediate resignation. To Afghanistan, where NATO officials say a coalition airstrike killed a senior al-Qaeda leader earlier this month. NATO says the Saudi citizen was in charge of suicide bombings and cash flow and was their number two target in the country. Also this morning, Afghan officials say they have recaptured 65 prisoners from yesterday's Taliban jailbreak in Kandahar. That leaves a little more than 400 fighters still on the lam from that bold jailbreak, including about 100 rebel commanders. A storm churning its way across the Midwest is expected to affect 150 million Americans in 30 states. April has already set the all-time record for tornadoes. In Arkansas, five people were killed by floods and tornadoes. Forecaster Jeff Graschel says record flooding is expected as the storm moves north to Wisconsin and Illinois.
At Cairo, Illinois, that is where the junction of the Ohio and the Mississippi come together. We are forecasting a record crest at that location, which is 60 feet currently on May the 3rd.
And meteorologists say the month of May has many more tornadoes on average than any other month of the year. 7 weeks into the NFL lockout, players have an early win over the owners. A U.S. district judge has ordered an immediate end to the lockout. The NFL has filed an appeal. A report released today shows U.S. states are $1.2 trillion short in their pension funds. That's up 26% in the past year alone. And it was 25 years ago today, an explosion at Chernobyl led to the worst nuclear disaster in history. Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,479. The S&P opens at 1,335. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,825. Coming up this hour, is free speech the right to know what doctors are prescribing? It's an interesting case before the Supreme Court today. We're going to look at how the Arab uprisings are creating strange alliances in the Middle East and causing challenges for the Obama administration. And are street vendors heroes? You might think so. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.